Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, sweets. Welcome to Sweet Escape, a new mindfulness series hosted by me, Barbie Jean. It's a space to pause, reflect, reconnect your body, your mind, your soul, and of course, the present moment. As a gentle invitation for you to slow down, release tension, and of course, embrace a little extra sweetness in your day. So get comfortable, take a deep breath, and let's begin. Hi, y'all. Thanks for being here. Today, I want you to set an attainable goal. Goals are so important, really just to keep us focused, to keep that productivity alive, to even keep that momentum going in life. It helps with awareness. It helps with even stimulating kind of creative juices and flowing into different spaces if you set goals. It really is just crucial for growth and for happiness and for success. So I want us to think of a personal attainable goal today that has to do with who we are and making us feel good, something that will help you feel better in life, something that you've been maybe yearning for. That could be maybe attending a self-help workshop or finding a therapist. You know, that could be reading more or writing more. That could be spending more time with yourself or spending more time with a certain relationship or partner. Think of something that is quite attainable, something that will make you just feel good, and write it down. Put it in your phone, however you organize your thoughts. Just have that goal in mind. Make it a short-term goal. Maybe write down a date so that you don't forget, but try to just give yourself an attainable goal to achieve. Because the other thing about creating goals is when you achieve those goals, it just boosts your self-esteem, it boosts your momentum in life, it makes you feel really good. You know, maybe it's just connecting with like-minded individuals. I think that's a really good goal to have, because a lot of us get caught up in our own mind or in our own relationships or maybe our friendships that we already have. And especially in the community that I'm a part of, the, you know, LGBTQ plus community, the ethical non-monogamy community, you know, the kinky community, those spaces can sometimes feel really lonely and can feel a lot of judgment. So maybe just setting some goals around dealing with shame or judgment, or, you know, creating healthy boundaries, or just connecting with like-minded individuals is a good one too. So of course, these are just some ideas for you today, but I just would love if you write down a goal, put it somewhere, and I'll check in with you in hopes that you attain it in the near future. Much love. Thank you so much for being here on this episode of Sweet Escape with me, Barbie Jean. I hope this moment of mindfulness brought you exactly what you needed today. If you enjoyed this practice, please send it to someone that could use a little extra sweetness in their day. And please subscribe, if you haven't already, for more moments of calm, connection, vulnerability, and empowerment. And stay sweet, sweets, and stay present. I'll see you next time. Much love. Bye.